We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and it is the, I guess it's the first Monday of October, and usually the first Monday we reserve for Parks and Rec activities. Joining me in studio, we got three guests. I'll just go from left to right. Erin Pennington, she's a communication coordinator for the Vice President of Research for Kansas State University, or of Research for Kansas State University. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
And we've also got Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer for the Sunset Zoo, a new title for
you. Yeah, new title, but hi.
Glad to have you in here. And we've also got Deb Watkins, who is the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter Director, with a special guest as well.
Good morning.
And who's, before we get, we're going to talk about your activities down the road here, but who's the little guest you've got with you?
So this is Richard, and he is a yellow tabby, and he has been with us since he was really tiny, and he is about 8 weeks old, and he is ready to go home and celebrate Halloween with his family.
All right. He's a right color, too. He's orange, so perfect for Halloween. And, just a lovely little kitty cat. I always appreciate bringing a little guest from the animal shelter in here. He's adorable.
He's taken over the mic. He hasn't started meowing yet, but he has taken over the mic.
All right. Well, we'll talk animal shelter activities here shortly, but we're going to start with Erin here. And Erin's going to be talking here about what in particular?
So the Kansas Science Communication Initiative is hosting Science Communication Week starting October 12th through the 19th. There are a lot of really fun events, including the Gardner Global Foods System Lecture. National Geographic photographer Dennis Dimmick will be here hosting an open-to-the-public lecture at McCain Auditorium on Monday the 14th at 7. Really, really interesting. We also have a really fun nerdy wine and paint night at the Kansa Prairie Biological Station. I'm really particularly excited about this one. Participants will be able to come out, drive out to the Kansa, see the beautiful scenery, and then actually paint what they're seeing out there. So those are a couple of the events we have. We also have Science on Tap. This is a partnership with the Sunset Zoo, and that's out at Tallgrass Tap House. Should be really fun. A researcher from K-State, Emily Pasco, will be there talking about her research in the Department of Apparel, Textiles, and Interior Design. So she'll be talking about imaging impact. Should be really fun.
Boy, just a plethora of different activities here. Well, and you mentioned going to the Kansa. I haven't been to the Kansa Prairie. What is that like out there?
It's really, really beautiful. It's not a long drive out there, but the scenery out there is really awesome. There's a great big renovated barn that we'll be in, but it's really neat. And then we'll also have the director, John Blair, talking about the research that's done out there. So besides painting it, you'll actually get to learn about the research that is done out at the Kansa.
What is this Science Fest that kicks things off on Saturday?
So Science Fest is actually on the 12th, and that's in Wichita. It's at the Wichita Public Library at their new learning center there. It should be really fun. A bunch of researchers are coming down from K-State to have hands-on activities for families and kids. So it's a partnership with the Sedgwick County Extension Office down there, too.
Okay. And then the following Saturday, you're back here in Manhattan, it looks like.
Yeah. Then we have Science Saturday. And again, this is a partnership with the Sunset Zoo, hosting researchers from K-State and other community partners to have some hands-on activities at the mall here at Town Center Mall. And that's from 10 to 1. So that's a free and open to the public event, too.
Okay. Rocktoberfest at Blue Vista on Sunday, October 20th as well.
Yep. So that's kind of our wrap-up event there in the evening. Blue Vista is a new event venue. So they have a rock-themed version of Oktoberfest. It's with the geology department from K-State. So they'll have food trucks and live music and some dancing and some of those kinds of things. So it's a family-friendly event for a range of ages, too.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun here. So this is all, you mentioned it kicks off Saturday in Wichita, and then the local activities here begin on Monday, October 14th, and it goes really through the whole week. It's K-State Science Communication Week, and people get more information where?
kstate.edu/scicom.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun. Melissa, what have you got for
hey,
us?
Hey, so one of the reasons I just kind of want to kind of bridge upon why Science and Communication Week is important to Sunset Zoo, we are very strong partners with Kansas State University in the science department, and we have an entire division that is themed like behind the science. So we are bringing science to people in different ways. The Science on Tap, one of the events she mentioned, that is a monthly event that we do at Tallgrass Tap House with different topics and different scientists. And we actually work with 16 different fellows at Kansas State University to kind of normalize science, if you might say that, you know, to make it more friendly to our overall general population, because it is important, and you start to hear what people are interested in a lot of different ways. It may be, you know, it may be a topic that you didn't really relate to science, but actually fashion does have a place in science. And so you get to learn about a lot of different topics. And so with Sunset Zoo, we have a lot of different relationships that we are continuing to build on, because a lot of people, a lot of graduate students, a lot of vet med students come to us because that is of interest to them. So we're super excited at the zoo to be a partner with SciComm and the entire department at Kansas State University. So the zoo, it's my new home. So I'm super excited to be there. And this is a great opportunity for me to focus on marketing and communications and development with Sunset Zoo. And I came at just the right time in October, because we've got Spooktacular coming up at the end of the month. So if you haven't started to go think about what your Halloween costume is going to be like, you need to start getting there. Because at the end of the month, we host a two-day event, both October 26th and October 27th at the zoo, noon to 4:30 each day. It is the city's largest trick-or-treating event on hand. We have roughly about 5,000, anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 visitors during that time. It's a family-friendly event. We have tickets on sale now. They went on sale Friday. And so you can buy tickets pre-sale, and those tickets are $5 per child, but with the child admission, you get two adults that can come with that child admission. So kind of the flip of an admission, but it's due to this is a very kid-friendly event for us. And if you're a FOS member, which is Friends of Sunset Zoo, you can receive a dollar off that admission, but you need to come to our gift shop to get that. So tickets are on sale now. The Spooktacular, if you've never been there, it's a, like I said, very family-friendly event, but we have different activities through the day. We have a hay maze that the kids and family get to go through. We have, of course, trick-or-treating stations. We have live entertainment that happens there throughout the day. So it's just a great day for families to come out and enjoy and get some candy, too.
Yeah, I've been here almost a year. I started, October 29th is my first day here. But the weekend that we were moving, I remember my wife took the kids down there and said it was just a blast.
Yeah, it's really fun. And you ultimately, I know you'll run into somebody that you know there probably. Mm-hmm. They may be in a different looking attire, you'll go, oh, hey. And because we also have a lot of community organizations that are there. They are our booths that are at the event. So we actually, if you're interested in volunteering or you're interested as a business in having a booth, we're accepting booths until the end of this week. And you can find that all on our website, sunsetzoo.com/spooktacular. And volunteers are starting to kind of roll in too. We take groups, individuals who are wanting to help too, because it takes a lot to keep that candy flowing through the zoo for 2 days.
I can imagine. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Parks and Rec. We're going to talk to the animal shelter and Richard the kitty cat here when we come back on News Radio KMAN.